Actually, we should remember, this is the age of Kali. And you know what Kali stands for? Exactly. Kali stands for quarrel. What is the Sanskrit word for quarrel? Kalaha. Do you see the link? Kalaha and Kali. Okay, let's go back a little more. Do you know who is Kali's father and mother? Kali's father and mother are anger and envy. Wherever there is envy and anger, then the fire is ignited of quarrel. But a devotee is envy. What is the Sanskrit word for envy? Matsarya. Do you remember the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam? The qualification of a devotee has been described. Parama nirmatsaranam satam. A devotee's identity is nirmatsar, non-envious. He has no envy. Mind you, envy is opposite to love. When we love somebody, then we want to accept him and embrace him. But when we develop envy, we cannot tolerate him. Just consider what happens when we are envious. We cannot tolerate that somebody is being recognized, somebody is being glorified, somebody is rewarded. Isn't that a cause of envy? Oh, why him? Why not me? That's the root cause of envy. Why him? Why he is being glorified? I am such a great personality. Is the world so blind that they cannot see my greatness? So we cannot tolerate others' prosperity. But now you consider, when you love somebody, and if that person is being glorified, how do you feel? When you love someone and that person is being glorified, that person is recognized, that person is rewarded. Oh, my son became, he was the topper in the school, and he got the best prize, he got this, he got that. Do we become envious? Does the father become envious of the son? Why not? Because he loves him. Rather, he enjoys, he appreciates, he becomes elated when his dear one is being glorified. So similarly, when we develop that loving attitude and we see that other devotees are being glorified, then we'll become delighted. When other devotees are achieving something wonderful, we'll become ecstatic.